Welcome to this MVA course on Windows Phone 8.1 Enterprise Mobility Management. This is Module 3 of the course. In Modules 1 and 2, we had a look at mobile device management. That's the ability to provision settings, control the settings that land on particular devices, do device enrollment, do device unenrollment. In this module and in the next module, we're going to be taking a look at mobile application management. And joining me to do that is David. David, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks for the intro. My name is David Alessi. I am one of the support topic owners for Windows Phone 8 and 8.1. My team and I help support our biggest enterprise customers with all of their Windows Phone needs. And today we are going to show you some of the tips and tricks that we've learned supporting our customers. So to hop right into it, do you want to cover the agenda?
Yeah, I'll just go through very quickly. So part one, we're going to have a look at the company portal. We're going to have a look at application deployment. And then we're going to have a look at managing the life cycle of those applications. Because as we all know, getting an app out there is one thing, but making sure that we upgrade it, we retire it, we do that in a way which actually suits our users and also suits the needs of IT is something completely different. So that's where we're going to go today. We're going to start off, though, with the company portal.
Right. So the company portal is something we've touched on in our previous modules, but it is really important and key in any mobile application management strategy. So on our first slide, we have kind of a picture of what a company portal looks like. In our case, this is something that we have deployed as a test. There's a lot more you can do with this in your environment. It really just depends on what you need and what kind of functionality you want out of your company portal. For our purposes today, the one we've designed is primarily focused on line of business app deployment, as well as deployment of Windows Phone 8 store apps as well.
And we talked about this a little bit in the first module of this course as well. So we've got the ability to do some device management there. As a user, I can manage my other devices from my Windows Phone. But this is also an MSDN sample, so anybody could go away and actually expand on the application. Give it to your line of business application developers, and they could add in, I don't know, maybe a Yammer feed. They could add in any corporate information that seems to be relevant to information inside of the company portal.
Exactly. So you can just use a sample. It's ready to go with mobile application management functionality. But again, as Simon mentioned, there's a lot more you can do with it. It really just depends on what you need as an organization and what functionality is going to be best for you, your users. So moving on to app deployment. There are ways you can be a little bit more, have a little bit more control over what is on your devices. So the company portal is really just for suggesting apps and kind of pointing out these are things that you can sideload, these are things you can download from the store. It's kind of more of a recommendation. But there are needs for silently pushing applications to devices, silently uninstalling as well as updating, things like that. Another quick point that we want to jump into before talking about this kind of silent uninstall, full EMM solution is through the Windows Phone Store, you can deploy a deep link to an application that you've uploaded to the store yourself. So if you're a member of the App Dev Beta program, you can create an app, publish it to the store, but make it essentially secret. So no one, it's not publicly searchable. No one can look for it on purpose, but you can give specific Microsoft accounts access to download that application. So this is a powerful tool if either A, you have a pretty straightforward deployment, maybe only a couple users, or if you just don't want to bother with the complex infrastructure that's required for the more enterprise-ready functionality. This is a great tool to just get an app out there, pick some users through their MSA accounts that you want to have access to it, and then have them be able to search for and then download that application. So as far as the EMM solution is concerned, once you have SECM plugged into Intune, that just opens up a whole new world of functionalities and management capabilities. And this pertains to silently pushing apps to a device with no user interaction. So you can select applications that you own, like line of business apps, push them to a device, they'll be installed with the next management cycle. And you can also upgrade those apps and uninstall those apps. Again, all silently, no user interaction. And we'll show you how to do that in a demo a little bit later in this module. So next is the app lifecycle management scenario. So Of course, in any application management scenario, you're going to need to figure out, how are we going to deploy apps? Is the company portal enough? Do we want to use the app dev beta program? Do we need to silently push apps? Again, it's up to you as an IT pro or an IT admin to decide what's good for my organization and what kind of functionality do my users need. Next is going to be inventory. So what devices do I have out there? What deployments do these devices have going to them? And just get an idea of what apps are where, who's running what versions, things like that. Next is updating. So again, version management. If new features are coming out, or even in the case of some kind of security vulnerability in a previous application, you can update that app silently and be able to sleep well at night because, you know, your applications are secure. Next in the life cycle is uninstallation. So again, if someone moves to a different team, they no longer need their accounting app, but maybe they need something in the finance department. Well, you can uninstall the applications and install the new ones all from your SCCM console. And finally, reporting. So a little bit similar to inventory, but reporting has a lot more granular functionality and is a great tool for complex queries. And again, we'll show you all this in a demo in just a bit. So now we are actually ready for that demo. So I'm going to open up both an emulator that I have here of Windows Phone 8.1 as well as my SCCM console on the left. So a quick note is I have a deployment already, and you might be tempted to, all right, well, I want to uninstall this, delete it, but you just have to note that that's going to delete the deployment, so no one else gets the application, but it's not actually going to uninstall anything. So that's just something I want to cover before I even hop into any of this. That's very key. So I actually am going to delete this because I don't need the deployments. Well, it looks like I'm actually getting an error.
Oh, that's because you actually still have an active deployment. So you need to go and kill that deployment first, and then you'll be able to get rid of that as well.
Okay, should work now.
So that's kind of important. It's the same process if you were doing that with any application inside of SCCM or inside of ConfigMan. The whole process there actually makes you really think about it. You have to go and intentionally take away a deployment before you take away an app. I've worked in environments in the past where people have just deleted the app, and that can cause one or two things to happen inside of the organization just as a result of somebody deleting an application like that.
Of course, of course. So in our scenario here, we have a device, if I can swipe properly, that is currently enrolled in our environment. And if you look at our previous modules, you know that you need to look in Workplace to determine that enrollment. So we can see this is the user on this device, so we are going to go ahead and deploy a few applications to this user. So we're going to go to the create application. It's a bit slow, but hopefully it'll get there.
The window just popped up and sucked into the background. There we go.
Sure. Okay. So these are the two packages we can use for Windows Phone. If you own the X app, if this is a line of business application that you have signed and you own, you can use this kind of deployment method. However, if it's just something that you want to make available that's already in the phone store, this is what you would use. So we're going to go ahead and use the X app. Okay, and just a quick note, this is going to have to be a share, or else it will not work. So here we have our application. Some general information about the application that we are uploading into SCCM.
And that information is actually quite important, isn't it? Because that's the information that will appear for the user in the company portal.
Exactly. So whatever you put into this wizard is going to be displayed to the end user through the company portal. So you can leave it as a default, but you can also put in some enhanced information to help your users. So again, this is just creating the application. We'll give it a minute. And there you have it. We have publisher, version, and you know, location, everything like that. So this is ready to be deployed. But before we do that, I also want to show you what it's like to deploy a app package from the store. So we are actually going to need a GUID here. And you might be wondering, well, how do we find a GUID? I can actually show that for you. So you go to windowsphone.com. Once I get the browser working.
One of the great things about using an application which is in the Windows Store that is deep linked is, of course, that you don't have to worry about application lifecycle management with it. You don't have to think about when is the app going to be updated. The application publisher is going to manage all of that. They're going to upload the new version of the app to the store. It's going to end up being approved through the normal application process. And also, Windows Phone is just going to manage the installation back down to the device. So you don't have to worry about version control there. You also don't have to worry about storage. One of the things that can happen is your Windows Phone apps, they can get quite large, particularly if you're storing lots of images in them, as you might be doing inside of some line of business application. As a result of that, all of that storage just is in the Windows Store. You don't need to think about whereabouts that's going to land on your ConfigMan servers.
Of course. So once we've gotten to the website, you're going to pick an application that you want to make available. So in this case, we are Microsoft, so we're going to pick a Microsoft application, the new OneDrive app. And as you can see in the URL, this is actually the GUID here. So we're going to pull that whole thing into SECM. And again, you can use this for any application that's on the phone.
Yeah, one of the nice ways that I like to use this is when somebody's actually found an app that they've got on their device, they think, hey, that's a really cool app for the company to be using. They could just go onto the phone and share the application, maybe with one of the IT admins, thus giving them the GUID, giving them the URL that they can then go and put into ConfigMan in order to be able to do the publish. Quite a nice, easy way of doing it. The same thing goes, though, for apps in other stores. So maybe there's an app in the Apple App Store that you want to be publishing. You can do that in exactly the same way. You just have to provide the URL for the app in the store, and then you can push it out to any iOS devices that are involved with enrolled with your ConfigMan or your Windows Intune environment.
Absolutely. So we have our two applications, one line of business that is internal and one external Windows Phone Store application. So now we're ready to deploy both of those to our test user. So again, under the deployments, we're going to create a new one and point this to the MVA demo user collection. We are going to need to select our distribution points. And this is important as well. So we have the option to install and uninstall. And as I mentioned before, you can silently install and uninstall applications, but you can also just make them available through the store. Well, quick note is that uninstallation, if it's you select it, it's going to be required. Because if they want to uninstall, they can do it through the UI on their phone anyway. So, but for install, you can do available, which is going to be through the company portal, or required, which is going to be silent. So in this case, we'll do required. We have a few important options here. You can send wake-up packets to the device in case it's asleep. If this is something really important, you might want to do this. And again, some options for metered connections in case you don't want to run up wireless bills. You can also select when it's going to be deployed. And one of the options is as soon as possible. So we're going to select that option.
Of course, if you're running under change control, it's actually really useful to be able to do that and select a very specific point in time. You might not have permission from your organization to deploy until 3 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. You might have to wait until the Monday or something.
Exactly, exactly. And another point is that some software installations require a system restart, which we can select here. And you wouldn't want someone to just have their phone restarted in the middle of a workday.
Yeah.
In case they were in a meeting, presentation, or giving an MVA webcast. So again, be careful when you deploy these applications. But SECM gives you the power to choose when. So we're all set. Just some final details on the app deployment. And if this goes smoothly, yeah, we have our first deployment. So again, this shapes deployment is required. I'm going to go ahead and show you for the OneDrive app what it looks like to deploy to the company portal, just as a suggestion. All right. Again, this we don't need to specify where the content's coming from because it's going to be company portal. And something else to note is this option's here, but we are not going to be able to push an application that we don't own the X app for. Mm-hmm. I know it looks like you can, but it's important to note that that's not.
Yeah, and it's important to know the reason why as well. We were talking about this just earlier, and imagine that you've got an app in the Windows Store which you publish, but you actually select the wrong GUID. And instead of deploying an app which is free, you deploy an app which costs $20. And that's deployed out to every single person inside of your organization, but they've got their personal Microsoft account assigned to the phone. So they personally see a charge on their credit card of $20. That would be a really bad thing to do. So we do actually prevent the ability to force an install or do a required install for a deep linked application. And that's across all of the app stores.
Exactly. So we're going to continue clicking through the UI. Again, there are settings that you can use in our example. We're going to try to keep it simple. And deploy the application. So everything is ready to go. Our only step is to force a manual sync on the test device. We went over this in our previous modules. The device is only going to pull every 8 hours by default, but in our case, you can force a manual sync to pull down any new information, and in this case, new applications. So the sync completed, and hopefully we will see some new applications. Unfortunately, we don't. Shapes is not there, but we can check the company portal for OneDrive. So we're going to authenticate to the company portal through our MDM provider as soon as that loads.
It's good to see that we're emulating a real device experience there, where your internet might be a little bit shaky when you're actually out there using random connections.
It's like
connections.
A real phone. You never know what you're getting with your service provider. Okay, we're going to try that one more time.
Okay, that's not looking like it's quite going to get there.
Yeah, so I do believe we have another demo up and running. We'll see if we have our install applications. It's not on this one. Well, I know it's on this.
Oh, it's just loaded. It's just really slow.
Of course.
Yeah, that's really slow.
Okay. Well, we'll sign in.
Obviously, lots of people connected into our access point around here at the moment. It's obviously causing us slow down. Woo-hoo. Excellent. We've got our OneDrive
Finally.
App.
That yeah, well, it worked. So here's our application directly from the Windows Phone Store. And if we navigate to this application, It's simply just going to be linked to the store. Yeah. This is what's called a deep link. It's going to take you there directly and give us the option to install it just like we would if we went to the public store on our own. We'll take a look for our shapes app, which seems to actually not have come down.
Not showing up yet. It could be that that those files actually haven't uploaded into Windows Intune yet. So it could be just taking its time to just kick through with that as well.
Right. So we'll go ahead and come back to this one later.
Yep.
But we can show some other functionality in the meantime. So as you mentioned earlier, not only can you silently push apps, but you can upgrade them as well, or update. So we have our ClickMe application, and we also have ClickMe version 2. Again, both of these were uploaded into SCCM the same way we did shapes, so nothing different there. However, the difference comes under properties. So we're going to go and look at ClickMe version 2. Go to the Supersedence tab. And here you'll see I've created a supersedence rule for the ClickMe application, as well as its new replacement deployment type.
So literally what we're saying there is that our new deployment type is going to supersede our old one. Always deploy this one. If that application is already installed, then install this application over the top.
Exactly. And I'll just kind of run you through the UI real quick. So we need to actually select the superseded application, which is not showing up because I've already done it here, so I'm going to have to delete the previous dependency chain. So I'm going to go and add a fresh one. And now it's populated because we no longer have a supersedence rule. And we have a few options here. So we can not replace it, but this will just install the new application, ClickMe version 2, without uninstalling the previous one. So we want to make sure we use these options so that they only have the option to use ClickMe version 2. So we're going to deploy this.
And one of the cool things about the supersedence rules is that you could have one application that now combines the functionality that maybe two applications had previously. So one example of that could be that you could be using, Microsoft Dynamics, and that now might be taking over from your expenses application, but it also might be taking over from your time carding application, your timesheet application. So you might have two applications previously deployed, now be able to just deploy one application over the top. Application supersedence will just take care of that for you. Remove those old applications, put the new application in place.
Exactly. So, again, this is the same wizard that we've used before to go ahead and deploy our superseded application. All right, so we are going to see if we can force another sync. This device. And while that's working, I'm going to show a device.
It is always kind of confusing when you bring up a device and you do have a black screen because it's locked.
Right. So again, that is just a lock screen.
Yeah.
And if you hit F12, then it'll be the equivalent of pressing the power button on an actual device. So in this case, we do have the ClickMe app silently deployed. This is version 1.0.
Woohoo, click.
Click, click. If you go down to shapes. Not on this one. Okay, so let's take a look and see if this one has a performed a sync.
Yay!
All right, so it took a little while, but we finally do have shapes on this device. As you can see, very helpful for our enterprise users.
Yeah, really good for helping them find out what a circle is. Hopefully they've done that before they've actually joined the organization.
Precisely.
Otherwise, there might need to be some better vetting criteria in place there.
Okay, so we do have shapes installed, and we are now going to show you what it's like to uninstall it. So again, if we just delete these collections, it's going to prevent this from going out anymore, but it's not going to actually uninstall anything. So we're going to need to deploy the uninstallation. again to the same user collection. Our distribution points are actually already added. And we're going to uninstall again. Uninstall is always required. Just going to select these in case it needs it. And deploy the uninstallation. And given a few minutes, hopefully we will see that Shapes has been uninstalled. Although we are going to force a sync first to pull down those new settings.
Yeah, it's always worth bearing in mind that anything that you do need that sync to happen, and it is going to potentially take some time. So when you're testing, there are things that you do need to think about. We probably saw a delay there while the Shapes package actually got uploaded into Windows Intune. And we probably also saw a couple of little sync delays getting in the way as well. So always worth just bearing that in mind when you are doing testing.
Right, and so that's an important note, is that everything we're doing here, it's a little hard to do it all live, because not only is it creating it on SCCM, but then it's syncing it up to the cloud into Intune. And Intune is actually the one pushing out those policies, pushing out these applications. And a quick point to note there is that even if there's something that happens on your on-prem environment, like service outage, or maybe the server has to go down for maintenance or anything like that, Intune is going to continue managing your devices based on its last sync with System Center Config Manager. So you're not going to be completely in the dark if you need to restart the server, for example. Anyone who tries to initiate an enrollment or a sync at that time will still sync to Intune and get any policies that are on the Intune service at that time.
And that's kind of cool, because say your internet connection goes down, everything's going to be running. Those people who have their mobile devices that are actually enrolled or going to be enrolled with Windows Intune, they actually stay live. They work all the time. That's the idea of an always-on internet-connected device that's in your pocket. So it's good that we support that in that way. And it's kind of one of the interesting things to note when you look at other solutions which maybe don't operate in that hybrid way. They can't quite cope with as many things as we can with Intune and ConfigMan working together.
Exactly. So, again, we're just waiting for this to sync down to our device. And hopefully it will be soon. Although it is still there. And again, as you mentioned, this does take time, so...
Yeah, it could well be that we hit the sync button on the phone before everything had actually synced up to Windows Intune, because that's obviously going to take a couple of
absolutely
seconds to
possible.
Do that sync as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. So there is the sync between SCCM and Intune, and there's also the sync between the device and Intune. So
yeah, you get yourself into that little race condition, and it can be a little bit annoying.
Okay, so we'll give it one final check. Still there, but we assure you that once this does sync, it does work. It will uninstall. So we haven't been able to get it to work right now. Maybe later in the module, we'll be able to show you this device with it actually uninstalled, but just time permitting, right now, it's just taking a little bit longer to sync. So that wraps up our demo for today. Today in our module, you've learned about not only deploying applications to devices, but also upgrading and uninstalling them. And with all these tools, not only through SCCM, but also through the company portal and the App Dev Beta program, you have a lot of tools as an IT admin or an IT pro to manage your devices and manage your applications.